Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer, Mark. I'm very excited about today. We're working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences, and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity. Prosperity being the key word today. We are in the third show of our three-part series, Clearing Financial Blocks. I'm really excited to just jump right in. Usually we have a little bit of discussion in the first segment, but I don't want to do that today. I just want to jump right into the clearing so we can just get them all.
I have a clearing I would like, Deborah.
Okay.
Here's the deal. I have been surrounded by people who I consider to be overachievers, just doing great, working really hard, making a lot of money. I have multiple people in my life that I can think of like that. And I have a block I think I am generating for myself because I look at the way they live their lives and they seem stressed out. They seem really hyper committed to this lifestyle of work, 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 and accomplishment, 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 and not really spiritual. I mean, many of them have a spiritual component, but it just seems to be on the back burner always. They certainly don't seem to be leading with their hearts or with their spiritual natures, and I don't find that attractive or something that I want to model, and therefore I think I have a fear that if I become successful, I'm going to get caught up in that rat race that generates success, especially financially.
Well, you just ran with the jump right into it idea, didn't you?
Oh, that's a big one for me. Well, this is part three. It's the last part. I got to get it in.
Take it and run, Mark.
Yes.
Okay, let's just dive right in. Yes, I think that's huge. It's a huge block for you, but also the beliefs money and success come with a huge burden of responsibility.
Yes.
They come with stress. They come with greed. They come with rejecting your divine purpose.
Yes.
And they overtake. I don't know if that's correct grammar, but that's the way it's coming in, so that's the way I'm going to say it. They overtake your entire life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready to clear all those beliefs because I get some of those I still have too. And Gwen, you have all of them. Mark, you have all of them.
Yes.
So
I don't know why I'm laughing. That's actually pretty sad. But
I love it. No, it's not sad.
No.
I love it. I love laughing. I love cheering when we uncover these things because we're not just talking about it. We're clearing it. We are getting rid of it. We
right.
are removing its influence from our life, from our experience, from our finances.
Mm.
And so it is very exciting and it's fun. I think uncovering these subconscious aspects to ourselves is we're funny creatures.
Yes, we are.
So it's fun finding these things out about ourselves so that we can release them.
Woohoo!
Are we ready to just go ahead and start?
You betcha.
Okay, there's no chit-chatting today.
No.
Let's get right on it.
Let's get on it. We're going to start with an opening prayer. This applies to everything we do today and anybody that calls into the show as well, which did I even mention that? Gosh, we just, like I said, you took the jump right in and ran with it. I didn't even tell you yet that anybody listening for the first time today may not know. We always do it this way. In the second half of the show, we're going to be taking live calls. So if you have anything that you want to move through very quickly, very easily, and in a fun kind of way, we'll be opening up the phone lines in a little bit, so get ready to call. For now, let's start with the opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we are currently clearing all of those beliefs. There's a couple of snags I can tell already. Gwen, let's see. I've already forgotten what we've said, but I know that not all of them are clearing for you. Oh, taking over your life. That actually sounds more grammatically correct than the first way I said it, but overtaking is still testing strong, so I don't know. I just go with it.
Yes.
Well, and it's a great excuse anyway, in case you speak poor grammar.
Speak wrong.
Oh, yes. It's just my intuition, yes.
Speak wrongly.
Speak wrongly, yes.
But what popped into my head as soon as you said snag was failed relationships, that money is the cause of failed relationships.
Well, is this connected to it taking over your life? It is, and your relationships and your being.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all we need to say. Those are pretty big ones. Let's do another clearing.
Perfect.
Thank you. Okay, good. Now I get that you cleared all of those blue. I know we're moving fast.
Man,
wow. It's getting faster and faster.
I didn't get my thank you out, and it was already done.
Okay, so yeah, you've cleared all those beliefs, Gwen. Mark, you have not cleared them. You still have the taking over your life one. You don't have an idea or a perception of accepting abundant financial flow into your life without it taking over your life because you haven't seen that modeled for you.
Yes.
So let's clear your need for modeling and show you how to receive without actually having that demonstrated for you and show you that that's possible.
Beautiful.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, now you've cleared all those beliefs as well. Have I? No, I still have the taking over my life thing. Gwen, you want to help me with this? But I got to explain first that I really love and appreciate and invite Gwen to help me to see some of the things that may not be as easy for me to see for myself because I have a powerful mind, and sometimes my powerful mind likes to block me from moving forward.
Well, it's interesting that you should bring up your mind because that's exactly what I was seeing that your belief system is around, it that money clouds your thinking, your clarity, your perceptions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit more. Are you getting anything else?
Even that it steers you in the wrong direction.
It does. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that experientially. I'm saying that intuitively. I'm getting a strong validation that that's true. Mark has the same thing, so let's clear that. Okay?
Good.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now I get it's all cleared for myself. Wow, moving quickly today. What else? What else? What else?
Well, I have another experience from my past that that maybe I can do some clearing around, which was I was entrepreneurial as right out of college and started just working really hard in the restaurant business, which is talk about taking over your life. And I found that there's a fear. I think we did on the last show. There was a fear about, you know, maybe if I get all my bananas, we did the monkey thing or something. If I have all my bananas, then I go off because I got enough bananas. I don't need anybody else, and I'm separating from the tribe or from the monkey tree or whatever. The other thing that the experience I had, and I remember this very powerfully, was that others distanced themselves from me. Like I thought I was, you know, I still wanted to, hey friends, let's go to dinner or something, and they felt uncomfortable with me because they felt like my success in their eyes was that I was doing better than they were, or that I was, you know, I was almost, I don't know, too not too good, but you know what I mean? Like,
no, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Distancing from them, yeah. And therefore, they themselves felt uncomfortable and began to distance from me. So I think I have a belief in there somewhere that success means that people will distance from me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's already cleared because we corrected that in the last show and we changed your belief to success inspires and motivates others. So I feel like that's cleared. You still have the success taking over your life. So let's clear that. Well, actually, everything that we've already done for money or financial flow, let's also do for success because they are two different things. So we'll do that. You do still have the fear of people distancing yourself, which is very interesting because I have the exact opposite experience. When I was extremely abundant and prosperous, it seemed to attract people to me, and I actually got very angry through the process because I felt like people were attracted to my money and my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just had this philosophy that whoever has the most money pays for things, and so I paid for everything.
No wonder they were attracted to you. Yeah.
It was very attractive to the people that were hanging out with me. So there's some clearing to do around that. I feel like we've got to be a little bit more specific. But before I go into that, I just want to check if we have to be specific about anything else you said, Mark. That's been covered. So... changing the belief that money will cause people to use me and be the point of attraction for me. And Gwen, you have that as well.
Interesting, because what was coming up for me was a situation in my life where I was on the receiving end. So I had a friend that came by a lot of money from her family, and she felt the same way you did when we were in college and was just very, very generous. And I was on the receiving end, and I feel like I still am carrying some beliefs around that. Yeah.
I get guilt.
Yep. Definite guilt.
The guilt about receiving. So there's something with you that believes that it has to come directly to you for you to be able to receive. So coming directly to you is by you, through you. So this would even include, in your case, Gwen, an inheritance. Mm-hmm. You don't want it. Because you think that you've got, I see you working with your hands. You've got to put in the manual labor and hardship to be able to receive it guilt-free.
Well, I'd love to clear that.
Yeah, let's clear that. I actually have the same thing. Mark, you don't have it. You're spoiled.
No,
I'm good.
Kicking back on his couch. Yeah.
Okay, let's do this next clearing then, get it started. Let me see if there's anything else. No, there's not. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good stuff. I'm going to let this clearing complete while we kind of transition into a break. If you want to call us in the second half of the show today, we're going to be doing some clearing and repatterning for you. The number is 800-930-2819, and my website is consciousrepatterning.com if you want to get a little bit more information about what we're doing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to your dreams in 21 days.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane having a blast with Gwen and Mark clearing our subconscious blocks to financial flow. This is our third show in a three-part series, and we're going to do this again down the road sometime, but we've just had a great time working with clearing our own blocks to prosperity and abundance with conscious repatterning, which is a very efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning. So that's basically moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, blocks, and aligning us, in this case, with prosperity and financial flow.
Yeah, some of the blocks that are coming up are to that financial flow are surprising. You know,
fascinating.
But nothing you would quickly think of when you think of blocks to financial flow. I have to say, that last clearing, wow, it was so huge. I literally could feel my head spinning.
Well, I'm glad that it would just kind of, the timing worked out for us to go into a break while we were clearing it, and I'm glad that that happened, because I was not able to talk while it was bigger than I thought that it would be, and I really just needed to take a moment to let the energy clear. I did not expect that. How are you feeling, Gwen? Are you okay?
I feel a little pinned against the wall, actually. Like, I just got off one of those rides, you know, at the amusement park, so they spin you.
Mark, how's it going for you?
I've just been overwhelmed with how fast it was coming. And usually on the radio show, we tend to slow down some of this work because we do a little more talking, et cetera. But it really reminded me of those live group clearings we do every week. It just goes so fast, and so many things was like boom, boom, da boom, da boom, and the energy just gets going, and it gets up, and it's fun. And I'm spinning too. Not quite like Gwen pinned against the wall, but it's definitely going quickly, and but it's fun. I love it.
Well, we jumped right in today a lot faster than we usually do. We usually do the talking portion of our show in the first segment, and we didn't do that this time because it's my intention to clear all of the blocks. Is that a way too lofty of a goal, Gwen, or do you think that we're going to be able to accomplish clearing all of our financial blocks today?
Well, as soon as you said that, I had to double check. Is that true? Is that possible? And I got, yes, it's possible and it's true. Wow.
Yeah, I got yes too, but sometimes, you know, I just want to get that second opinion, making sure that I'm not running away with myself there. And
we have certainly gained momentum over these last three shows. I mean, we couldn't wait to get out of the gate this time. We're like, let me at them.
Right. Okay, let's jump back in. Are we ready?
We're ready. Do it.
Okay, so we just cleared success taking our lives over. That has completely cleared for all of us. However, there is still something. I don't know what it is yet. I'm going to check in just a second. It's not about success. It's about something else taking our life over associated with success.
I heard fame.
Fame? Huh. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
There's no resistance here.
Fame, notoriety. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily getting it has to do just with, you know, being on the red carpet or anything like that. But, you know, even in one's community.
Mm-hmm. This has been a big block for me, because in communities where I've done a lot of work on location, I felt like I had to kind of uphold a certain image. And suddenly it wasn't okay for me to just go to the store looking like what I look like. like I had to change my clothes and maybe do something a little bit to my hair, and almost always got caught in a conversation that I didn't always want to be caught in by someone that had attended my groups, you know, somebody that I didn't even recognize because some of my groups got pretty large, and feeling like now I'm in a conversation with someone that I don't even know, and I don't even know why, but there is this responsibility to maintain that conversation for some reason, and this is definitely one of my big blocks. So is there anything, I get yes, I was about to ask you, is there anything else we need to know about that, but I get yes.
Well, there's definitely something for you about literally being seen.
Yeah, I've always been a walk in the shadows type girl, always choosing my friends based on what they look like, I felt, choosing people that were just fabulously gorgeous so that nobody would notice me, and so that's a pattern that I can clear.
There's something else as well. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Just throw it out there. I have no idea what you're going to say, but say it.
It has to do with your weight.
Oh. Oh.
What I got.
Okay. Well, it's very interesting how I can do absolutely nothing in my life to add weight to my body, but I will gain weight. There was one time where I was in a town in Oregon eating salad literally every day. I gained about 15 pounds in 2 weeks. So there's definitely something subconscious or energetic going on with me that has absolutely no connection to food or to exercise. And when I gain a little bit of weight, I stop working locally because, I've always felt like I needed to be walking my talk and in my power. And so when I gain an extra 15 pounds, I don't feel comfortable working with groups, unless I'm at my ideal weight. So it's a block that's come up with me. And then, of course, it affects my finances because working with groups is my main source of income.
Well, I do also get that the weight is in part a way for you to stay hidden.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's my excuse. Yes. Because I am very driven. I'm not shy of work. I'm not shy of working from the second I wake up till the moment I go to sleep every night. And I can continue on that pattern for a really long time. I have always been that way. But when I start busting out of my clothes, I stop working. Yeah, so
we know that about you, by the way, that work ethics.
We witnessed that, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't feel like we need to know anything else to clear that pattern. Am I right?
That's correct. Yes, that's right.
Good. So what about you staying hidden, Gwen? I'm pointing the finger back at you now because I get you've got some of that going on too.
Oh, yeah. Big
it's time. Not with your weight, though. I'm just going to say what I'm getting. I don't even know. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, am I right? Hair. Something about your hair.
Really?
Really.
Is this going to spin out into an intuition cat fight or something?
Don't you keep pulling my hair.
Check it.
Yes, you're right. What about my hair?
I don't know. Let me check in just a second.
Oh.
That's all I got was hair. It's just kind of one of those teasers thing. We just get to know the one word, and then after we enjoy it for a while, then we can get more information.
I've had a lot of bad hair experiences in my life.
It's associated with that. Haircuts.
Yes, lots of haircut trauma. Lots.
Bad haircuts, and then you stay hidden.
I stay hidden, and then I equate it with my self-worth.
And you stop working as much, don't you?
Well, I hadn't really put that together, but I'm getting it right.
That was great. I had no idea where that one was going. I was even hesitant to say it because I thought, this can't be right. But as many times as I muscle tested, I got yes, hair. So let's clear that pattern for you too. This is hilarious, Mark. You don't have the hidden thing. You have the opposite thing actually. You like being on display. You like being in the spotlight. It's one of your favorite things to do in this world.
You mean I'm a ham?
Mr. Ham.
A ham. A ham would be a good word. Yes.
I'm a ham. That's funny. It's like I don't mind attention, but I want to be in control of it. I don't want to feel obligated to be the persona from which other people think I am. I'm fearful I'll get trapped in that if I put myself too out there into the world, you know? It's like I want to be more authentic. That's difficult for me, and I get caught up in being what other people want me to be if I get out there too much. That makes sense.
It does, but let's bring this back to finances, because you're fine being in the spotlight, but you don't want money to be the attractor. You don't want people to know that you have money, and there's a big block for you there. Let's see if I can get some more information. You think that money will make people not like you,
yeah.
And so you do everything you can to hide your abundance, which means that you sacrifice a lot in lifestyle, and this goes back to, I think it was the first show we did, you not mm-hmm. wanting your own home. That's part of it.
That makes perfect sense. I agree.
You like living in poverty. And although you are not living in poverty, you like to pretend that you are.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Such a fascinating exploration in all these ways that these things that seem like they have nothing to do with money, nothing to do with finances or trusting flow or something have just come in, from weight to hair to like wanting to be in poverty. It sounds nutty. You know, I listen to it, and I'm like, but yet it all just kind of, and it goes back in, and it's such a testament to our subconscious beliefs and patterns and how they drive our existence so much, and to have access to them through this process is just invaluable. I'm just loving it.
Well, again, I want to acknowledge my self-muscle testing and the accuracy and the clarity of that, and then also your testing as well, Gwen. Both of us have something that is very special and a little bit unique in that we are able to test without a doubt our intuition coming in, so that there is not ever ego interference or belief system interference, you know, or just talking ourselves out of what we're receiving intuitively, because we have this way of validating and testing what is coming through. And you're right, Mark, it does sound nutty, but Gwen and I are sitting here testing everything that comes out to make sure that we are staying on track. And all of these things that we've brought up have had a very strong influence over our finances.
Absolutely. And that resonates beautifully. It's just I would never have come up with this sitting down trying to figure out this consciously. You know?
Right.
Yeah, and I love that you brought up the nutty piece, Mark, because I'm sure there are probably some people that tune in periodically and kind of scratch their heads. What?
What are these people doing?
Did we do the clearing yet? No, we didn't.
Not yet.
All this talk and no action. Let's do the clearing.
Let's do it.
Perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I get that all of it completely released for all three of us. I get Mark does not have any financial blocks or resistance. Gwen does not have any financial blocks or resistance. And I get I don't either. Do you agree with that, Gwen?
I agree with that. But do I have any more bad haircuts? Am I still in alignment with bad haircuts?
No.
Yes.
Am I still in alignment with excess weight?
No.
Great. Well, I guess our work is done. Let's take another break.
That's great.
See you on the flip side.
Yeah. So on the other side of the break, we're going to take some live calls. Once again, if you want to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. And I know it could be a little intimidating wondering what's going to come up for you. What I can say is that you don't need to give us your name. You can give us your middle name. You can make up a name. Your name is not important to this process. Gwen, Mark, and myself are totally willing to reveal what's going on with us for your benefit and, of course, for our entertainment. So I just wanted to let you know that if you want to call in, but you're not really wanting to identify yourself, that's perfectly fine. Give us a call anyway. And you want to do some clearing off the air, remember our live group clearing calls every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific. You can connect in with that on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, thought patterns, behaviors, and even reoccurring experiences that may not be serving you anymore. We've got Sandy calling in from Toronto, Canada. Hi, thank you for calling, Sandy. What can we help you with today?
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for taking my call. I have a bit of a problem with my flow of communication, and I tend to get tongue-tied, and then especially if I'm around, maybe larger groups of people, like more than, one or two people, and it seems that there's like a misconnection, between my thoughts in my head and then what's actually coming out in my voice. And I'm studying social work now, and so, communication is so important in dealing with people, and I'd like to be able to help people, with words and that. So
the first thing that I'm getting is that there's an association with your grandmother on your father's side.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what that would be?
Well, that's so interesting. Well, I wasn't her favorite.
Okay.
My sister was the favorite. So
So you didn't feel worthy of being heard is what I just got.
Okay.
Yeah, let's change that belief, clear between you and your grandmother. And I also get unlovable, the belief that you were unlovable. I'd like to shift that for you as well.
Okay,
good. Thank you. There's also something coming in around husband.
Well, my husband, I guess he has so much trouble with work, the kind of like unstable work, and then he's unhappy, and then he may tend to, vent all the frustrations and problems that are going on there. So I guess if it feels kind of heavy for me.
Yeah, that seems to be the block, is that you don't want your communication to be expressed in that way. You hold in what you have to say because you don't want to come across as venting.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or hurting people
right.
Also is is coming in. So let's show you the highest and best form of communication and how to communicate in the highest and best way, and also ask that you be shown how to trust yourself and your communication. So trust yourself in your communication and also trust your communication.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Good. That's a really big clearing.
Wow.
You can probably feel it if you check in.
I'm feeling like in my upper chest. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. That it's in the heart area.
Yeah, and towards the throat.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
But yeah, there is quite a strong heart connection. It seems like you have kind of shut down part of your heart because of your lack of safety and communication.
Mm-hmm.
So that's opening up right now too.
Wow. Well, that is so amazing that, I don't know that you could see all that. And I think part of the heart closing down also is, like you said, like not feeling like really valued. And there was that part in the family too.
Well, that's come in already. I like to check things as you're saying them to see if that's true for you or if it's already cleared. I do get that you feel valued. You feel valued in your family. You feel valued in your relationship. And you feel valued with your grandmother. So all of that has already shifted. There's more around love. We could do something aligning you with healthy love.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like we need details on that for a good clearing. So let's do that too, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. We could also clear between you and your sister.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because you had some resentment still for her kind of stealing your love is the words that I get. Does that make sense to you?
Well, could be. Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I never thought of it like that, but you're right. Wow.
Yeah, we mask a lot of times what's really going on with us to kind of present itself in another way. So we're just going down to what really is the core of, in this case, your communication block, but whatever it is that we're working on, what's the core? What I hear a lot of times is once I say it, people are like, oh, that does make sense, actually. Hadn't really
yeah.
thought about it in that way.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's fascinating to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the last communication block that you have once we're done with this clearing, which we're still in the middle of. I'm not sensing any blocks to communication. I'm going to check it in a couple different ways. I want to check to see if Sandy is connected to her communication in the highest and best way, yes. And does she feel safe and comfortable in communicating her heart? Yeah, good.
Oh, that is so absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we move quickly here.
Yeah, that is amazing. Oh, I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
Really?
We're still clearing, by the way. I was kind of preemptively checking that. So if you have anything else you want to share, that would be great.
Well, and I guess with communicating and going further into, you know, when I'm actually out working to... I guess to not have the doubt, the self-doubt.
In checking in with that, I don't get that you are doubting your communication, you're not doubting yourself, and you're not doubting your ability to communicate as well. And what's really interesting, as soon as you started talking, I felt the energy amp up, like turn up the volume. You just expressing what you did, it helped your clearing even more.
Oh, right.
So I don't know if that felt a little bit difficult to you. I feel like it did, actually.
Yeah.
Just coming up with something to say right there, but it was really good for you.
I feel, like, so excited. I do. It's, like, it's amazing. It's fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll notice immediately, but sometimes it takes a little while, even up to a few months, because it's really deep, and this with you was really deep. It comes from early childhood, but you've integrated a large portion of it already. So you'll notice a shift immediately, but
right.
You'll notice the full benefit after a few months, after you've fully integrated what we did.
Wow. Wow. I love your work. I really do.
Thank you. I also get this doesn't have anything to do with communication. I feel like we're complete with that, but there's some trauma to be released also. Let me see. Feels like it's fairly recent. Let me see if we need any more details. I don't get we do. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
Not recent, but from the past. Like from
childhood. Yeah, I'm getting recent.
Ah.
I want to get clarity on this. Let's do a clearing on it and then see what other information comes through, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Yes, I'm still getting recent. We can clear the old trauma as well. But this recent trauma feels pretty significant. It feels like it was spiritual trauma.
Well, I have been not as connected as I had been with spirit. And so there was a lot of fear in with connecting with spirit.
Yeah, let's clear the fear. Let me just check in to see if you're connected just to pure divine energy when you are connecting to what you call spirit.
Okay.
I get yes, you are. So let's clear the fear, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And that makes perfect sense that would come to me because you called about communication.
Yeah.
And normally I wouldn't go into another area unless it was very important, but your spiritual connection is very important. So
it
that makes
is.
Sense why that came up.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one's an even bigger clearing than what we did with the communication.
Mm.
You can probably feel it.
You know, it's like, I'll tell you, like the top of my head's kind of buzzing.
I knew you were going to say the top of your head.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how it conjures up different feelings in the body?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm fascinated with that. I love it.
It's amazing.
Okay, I'm just going to wait just another moment for this to complete. And again, if you have anything you want to share.
I don't know. I'm in awe on this work that you do.
Oh, and this is your first experience, right? I don't remember you calling in before.
Yes, that's exactly right. But I'm very interested in energy work, and so I do a lot of reading on the subject and that. And so when I found your show, it was so interesting.
Oh, well, thank you so much for listening. Well, this is a really unique process. It's something that just started coming through me, and it's not something that you can read about in the book. But
do you ever do any workshops or anything?
I do local circles and do clearings for groups because
right.
I can work with multiple people all at one time. And it's the same thing that we do on the live group clearing calls. You know, whatever comes up for one person, it's guided intuitively, so that's coming up is something that affects everybody in that group, in that particular group, and then we clear it all together. So I do them both on the calls and then also in person.
Right.
But workshops, not yet.
Okay.
Okay, good. Well, I feel like we're complete with that. How are you feel?
I'm feeling fantastic. I really am. You're amazing. That was so amazing.
Oh,
you really
thank
are.
You.
And the stuff that you brought up, it's like, oh, yeah, that was, yeah, that's terrific. And I so appreciate what you've done.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. And I'll be tuning in to listen to your show again, too.
Great. Well, thank you. Give us a call back if you want to share some feedback on your communication or if you want to work on something else at another time.
Okay, I certainly will.
All right,
thank you.
Let's go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to take another caller. The number to call is 800-930-2819 if you want to join us, and my website, consciousrepatterning.com, if you want a little bit more information. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is a highly effective, extremely efficient modality of clearing and repatterning anything in your life where you're feeling blocked or stuck. And we're getting ready to go to the phone lines, take a call. We've got Dawn calling in from Sedona, Arizona. Dawn, is this the Dawn that I know from Sedona?
Yes, it is. Hello, Deborah. How are you doing?
Oh, so happy to hear from you. I didn't know. Yeah, it has. I didn't know you even knew about the radio show.
I didn't. I just heard about it today, so I called in.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I haven't put it out to my email list yet. I'm still a little bit shy about it. We've just been on the air for about 3 months now, so it's still a fairly new show. But I'm very happy to hear from you. How are you?
I'm very good. I think there's a few blocks since the last sessions we had when you were here in Sedona doing your relationship clearing circles, and I went to like almost everyone. It was so amazing and so fantastic, and I had some really cool changes in my life. And now it's like come full circle, and I just have some other things I wanted to talk to you about. I'm glad I found you.
Well, I want to tell everyone who you are, because Dawn, if you want to meet him, he is on my testimonial video on my website after two different circles that we had in Sedona. During the circle, we just asked if anybody wanted to give a video testimonial, and Dawn was one of the first ones to volunteer for that. So if you want to meet him, I believe, yeah, you're the only male on the video testimonial. So if you want to know who we're talking to right now, check out my website. It's, of course, consciousrepatterning.com, and it's the welcome video on the homepage. And then they get to meet you.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so what did you want to work on today?
Well, I'm kind of have some things going on in my life where I think I have some blocks around possibly meeting healthy people for relationships. I just like the best thing that's happened recently in the last year or so since we've been doing our work together is the relationship with my son is phenomenal. But the other side of my life has kind of just drifted away. Mm-hmm. So, and it's good because of that has drifted. I've had more time to spend on and with my son, and it's been just amazing because how we got to where we're at today from where we were is just, I mean, we go to the gym 3 or 4 days a week. We go to movies. We go out to eat. I mean, he's 22 and he's single right now, and I'm single right now, so we have the time, and it's just been amazing. But I just see myself zigging, sometimes zagging, when I meet other people to bring into my life for relationships or just friends that I'm kind of blocking it. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just the way it's supposed to be. But I'm interested to see what your take is.
Yeah, let's check in with that. I do get that it was partially around your son, but not fully. That I do feel like that was the priority, is you working out your relationship with your son. If I remember correctly, it wasn't as great before we did the clearing on it, right?
No, it was practically non-existent.
Okay, so that is definitely a significant core relationship in your life, one of the most important ones, actually. So I do think that on some level you were taking the time to really nourish and nurture that relationship. But I do also sense a block. Let me check in with this for just a second and see what it is. Well, you know, one of the blocks is that you feel like if you take time to work on another relationship, your relationship with your son is going to die again.
Oh. Something yeah, I've even said, I said, Nick, you really need to enjoy this time with me right now, because as soon as I meet somebody, you know, I'm going to disappear. I can't believe it. I actually quoted that to him like a couple of months ago. It's amazing. And he dated somebody a few months ago, and I thought we were going to like, and it didn't. She came in and they dated for a little while and then she went away. But he kept his thing up with me. It's funny. I guess he's a little more balanced in that area than I am. I don't know.
Do you want to do some clearing? And we can clear that?
Yes.
Clear that belief? Okay.
Yes.
Because that's the way it would be right now, just because you believe it. But let's clear that belief. Let's show you how to nurture multiple significant relationships in your life in the highest and best way, and show you how to kind of divide the time up and also share the time. You also have the exclusivity clause where you believe that you have to be one-on-one with the significant people in your life as opposed to sharing time with them. So let's also ask that you be shown how to share your time with the significant people in your life in a way that feels good to you and them as well. And then also show you that that's possible.
Right.
Okay, and there is another block. Let's just do all the clearings together. The other block is fear. I feel like this is fear after your last relationship ended. It feels like you kind of went into a little recovery period, like, that wasn't the easiest breakup, and that seems to have instilled some fear in you on starting another relationship.
Yeah, it was funny because you say that, because it's been a little introspective, because this is the longest. Usually I would have been dating somebody by now, but it's been over a year and a half, and because of that, I've had time to reflect a lot, and I was much more involved than I thought I was with this person, and so it's more the pain and more of the loss and everything came up later, like almost, you know, eight or nine or a year later. Plus, I did some other work. I've been on some retreats and some meditation. I've really kind of done a lot of, gone inside more than I ever have after, and it was a significant relationship. We were together a couple of years. We actually got engaged. And so then it kind of ended. Yeah. And maybe I'm just done.
Yeah. I was sensing that it was a more significant relationship than the other relationships you've had in your life, and you just confirmed that. Of course, because I don't know, just to explain to everybody, I've worked with Don in circles, but I don't know a lot about his personal life because we don't really go into details with my work. We just do the clearings, and so... So the information that I'm picking up right now is intuitive, that it was a deeper relationship for you, and that's why it instilled more fear. So let's clear that fear.
All right, yeah.
Okay, let me see. Is that it? I think that's it. It's that simple. Let's clear all that, and then you'll be ready.
Okay, I'm going to go right out the door right now. I'm going to go to New Frontiers. I'm going to find her.
Okay, well, not yet. We haven't done the clearing yet. Let's go ahead and do it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Thank you. And you will probably notice while we're doing this that my work feels different than last year when I was in Sedona. It's expanded quite a bit. Let me know what you think. Speechless, I guess. You're speechless.
I'm speechless.
Really?
I'm serious.
I was kidding. Okay, well, we're almost done with it.
Completely went into a complete silent space with my mind, just like that. That was really cool.
Okay, good. All cleared up and out and ready for a healthy, loving relationship. I'm testing that as I say it, and I get yes, you are.
Yeah.
So there's no more blocks.
Okay, I'm going to go. Maybe I should go take a shower now.
Get ready.
No?
Get ready to meet her. Okay,
I'm
going to
get ready. Yeah, I'm going to take a shower. You know, I haven't shaved in 3 days, too. I think it's perfect.
Okay, well, remember, Don, you're familiar with my work. You know that there is an integration period sometimes. So even if you don't meet her today, don't throw in the towel. You're just integrating what we did. Things are aligning. The universe is shifting to bring you two together. So it may be a while, but I get that it's definitely in alignment now, and you're not blocked. So you're good to go.
Oh, that's excellent. I can't wait. That's,
well, it was good. Really great talking to you. It's time to go now. We're out of time.
Okay.
But I really appreciate you calling in.
It is nice to hear your voice again. Yes, I really enjoyed this.
Thank you. We will be here again next week, every Monday, actually, at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern. If you missed any part of the show today and you want to check it out, you can get the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. And if you want to join one of our live group clearings, those are Tuesday evenings, 5 o'clock Pacific. That's 8 o'clock Eastern. And you can also connect in on my website with those, consciousrepatterning.com. So remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.